One of track and field's most prominent coaches has been indicted on charges that he lied to officials investigating the Balco doping scandal. Trevor Graham has coached star athletes such as Justin Gatlin, Marion Jones, and Tim Montgomery. He's also the man credited with helping launch the investigation into the Balco lab back in 2003. Today, Graham's lawyer said that Graham is not guilty and, quote, without Trevor's integrity and courage, the issue of performance-enhancing substances in sport may never have been examined. I spoke with NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman about the charges against Trevor Graham.
Robert, he was charged with three counts of making false statements. The indictment alleges that Graham lied to agents in 2004 by stating that he never set up any of his athletes with drugs. The indictment alleges that, in fact, Graham obtained illegal performance-enhancing drugs and thereafter provided them to athletes he was coaching, and also he referred athletes he was coaching to an unnamed source to obtain illegal performance-enhancing drugs directly from that source.
Well, what would you say is the significance of this indictment against him for lying?
He's the sixth person charged in the Balco doping scandal, the second coach, and anti-doping officials talk about the importance of going beyond the athletes and prosecuting coaches, doctors, support personnel for the athletes. There have been suspicions for some time about Graham. In recent years, at least six of his top athletes have been suspended for doping, and he didn't always have the best explanations either. In the book, The Game of Shadows, about the Balco doping scandal, there's a passage recounting how Graham suggested once that an athlete tested positive for steroids because he'd taken a hard fall and the jolt had caused excess levels of testosterone to be secreted, he said. The authors of Game of Shadows say this is the doping equivalent of catching a venereal disease from a toilet seat. Graham's prize pupil, Justin Gatlin, admitted this past summer that he tested positive for testosterone. Gatlin is the co-world record holder in the 100 meters. After that, this was really the breaking point with Graham, at least for the U.S. Olympic Committee. The committee banned Graham from Olympic training facilities around the country after that incident.
But the irony of the indictment of Trevor Graham is that, as I understand it, he started the whole investigation into the Balco mess.
Yeah, that's absolutely right, and that is ironic. He admitted that he was the person back in 2003 who sent a syringe to the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency, and the syringe contained an undetectable steroid at the time called the Clear, and it was the drug really at the heart of the Balco scandal. It was linked to such prominent athletes as Marion Jones and Barry Bonds. Jones denies ever using any banned performance-enhancing drugs. Court records say Bonds took the Clear, but he had allegedly did it without knowing that it was a banned steroid.
So the impact of an indictment of Trevor Graham on track and field?
Well, track's reputation really couldn't be any worse right now. This past summer, as I mentioned, Justin Gatlin got nailed. Marion Jones had an initial positive test for EPO. Then the B sample came back negative, and that discrepancy still hasn't been explained. Track officials acknowledge the problem with doping, but they try to sound positive. But there's a real credibility problem. It's kind of like baseball. Track and field is a sport of numbers, with times and distances defining competition. And how can you trust athletes who keep shaving off hundreds of seconds when there's so much doping, both real and imagined, swirling around?
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
It's NPR Sports correspondent Tom Goldman.